Hey everybody, this is Sam and I'm here with Josh, and this is the Mononikon podcast. Today we're going to be talking about millionaires in space or billionaires in space and women on currency and maybe some other things along the way. So how are you doing, Josh?
I'm doing great, Sam. It's good to be on the same frequency as you, right?
Say same time and everything.
Right. We're in the same time zone, which is a first.
That's good. I've been trying to get my frequencies up too. That way I didn't come on here and mope and complain about things.
Well, I was thinking of that REM song too. What's the frequency, Kenneth?
Oh, Kenneth, yeah.
Yeah, I just started laughing in my head. The
Yeah,
song
that's a good
popped
song.
in. So let it pop in your head too, listeners.
Oh
Let's see,
yeah. I tell you, every song, like there's all these songs that pop into people's heads and a lot of them are irritating. I know that they call them this. I do need to share this with the world at some point. One of the ones that I like to tell people just to get them to remember it is Mbop, Doobie Doo Doo Wop. Remember that song? Remember Mbop? Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you just sing a few bars of that in your head, I wish we had a little sound clip here to play for everybody so they could just get really mad because I had put that in there.
Well, that's funny. I was teaching my kids how to walk like an Egyptian the other day.
Oh, okay. Does that one
Little
stick in
bangle.
your...
Yeah.
Yeah. OAO, walking like an Egyptian. Yeah.
Right.
And wonder what they're talking about OAO. No, anyway,
And what else?
that's
Also,
something. If they move too quick, oh, well, they're falling down like a domino. All the buzz on men by the night. They got the money on a bet. Full of crocodiles, oh, well, they snap their teeth on your cigarette. Falling types of the hookah, I say. Oh, well, walk like an Egyptian.
Crisscross.
Yeah,
Like to go, they call themselves Daddy Mac and Mac Daddy.
Yeah, I remember Crisscross. I remember them. They make you go something. I don't remember to the bathroom.
They
Or...
make you go wiggity 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 whack, Sam.
Oh, that's right. That's what it was. I
Wiggity
guess I
wiggity
did.
Mac.
Either I didn't, so I don't remember, or I did, and that's why I didn't know it. They put that spell on me.
But the worst one is Baby Shark. I got that song memorized.
Oh,
And I can do all the motions to it.
I might have to agree with you on that, Josh. That baby shark is pretty irritating.
I've
I
made
don't.
two videos that do like 2 or 3 hour loops of the song even.
I've seen it available. I've only heard it in the background, and I've heard other like parents singing the baby shark song, and I didn't realize, I thought they liked it, but it turns out that they were just like entranced by it.
Right. I got my little girl a vacuum cleaner that when she plays it, it plays that song. And after the first time the battery died, I mistakenly misplaced the charger, right?
Right. You accidentally corroded the connections.
Right.
Yeah, I get it. That's a tragedy. But no, and there's like another one that's pretty good is the theme song to the Andy Griffith Show. He's just whistling.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one, but it's complex and it's hard to get out of there. Well, anyway, what whatever these songs are that get stuck in your head, what it might be, like "Come On, Eileen." That's a great song. Remember that song? It gets stuck in your head, but the one. The one jingle that takes them all out of your head is the B.C. Clark's anniversary sale jingle.
Jewelry is the gift to give,
because it's the gift that live and live.
So give the gift you know can't fail
from B.C. Clark's anniversary sale. Most sales are after Christmas, but Clark's is just before.
Most everything is marked way down,
savings you can't ignore. Oklahoma's oldest jeweler since 1892.
So give the gift you know can't fail
from B.C. Clark's anniversary sale.
Every time it works. And so if any of our listeners out there wondering what, you know, if they ever suffer from these, and it's called a pneumatic device, and you just need a song to, or any of these other things, crisscross song. Once that baby shark gets stuck in your head and you're laying there and it's like 12:45 at night and you got to be up at 6 in the morning to listen to Baby Shark in real life, just go on and look on, go on YouTube and look up the B.C. Clark's anniversary sale
B.C. jingle. Anniversary sale.
It's the best. It's like, it may be the best jingle ever. And it also washes these other songs out of your head. It's like that Pantene or whatever shampoo that was going to wash men out of that girl's hair.
Oh wow!
Like, it's that strong. It's a great jingle. Anyway, so on with the show.
So we were talking about rising prices earlier, and we got disconnected, Sam. And I think we're blaming Bezos. You're telling me that he went to outer space or something like that.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing is that it's Jeff Bezos. Hold on. But anyway, this Jeff Bezos, and the closest story I could find comes from June 10th. And it says Jeff Bezos is going to take a ride up in space. He's going to do it. It's for an 11-minute ride into space.
And he just got out of that filthy divorce too, didn't he?
Did he? He also went through a divorce too.
His wife just got like billions and billions of dollars too. So, you know, instead of like kicking on the couch, maybe she just kicked him down to space.
You know, maybe that. you think that's why he's going up there? Because he's like, he's always wanted to do it, and
or he's single and looking for space babes.
You think so? He's tired of them. He's tired of these Earth babes.
Yeah.
Sorry. Anyway. I mean, if they're not, if the space babes aren't going to make themselves available to him here whenever they've got access to here and there.
I don't know if they're probably unisex anyways.
Yeah, he's like that guy that goes out looking for it all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's got too much money.
right. Too much of the money.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's like that South Park episode where they're trying to cure AIDS.
I can see those chimps in the cage rubbing their money on each other right now.
Magic Johnson is just putting all this cash into his blood veins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's money.
That seems to be a recurring theme. Like, somehow money can fix anything.
You know what? I'm gonna put that South Park episode into our details, Sam, just if anybody's a South Park person or wants to see that episode. It's okay. A pretty good one about money, right?
Money. It is. It's a really good episode about money. If you want to include another one, there's one about space cash.
Oh, space cash! Remember that one? Yeah.
Space cash is another excellent one about money. They both bring up really good points.
And it revolves around that Pinewood Derby car, right?
The Pinewood Derby. Yep. That's where what's his name? Randy makes Stan
cheat. I tried to cheat 1,000 times at that. Always try
You've
to break
tried.
down the car, you know. That was just bad. But I
Have
could never
you?
follow through though. I'd always get busted, like, hey, what's that on your car? It looks like 10 pounds. I'm like, oh, it's on there by mistake. Let me pull it off.
Oh, really? Well,
Yeah,
you big
I wasn't a
cheater.
good
You
cheater.
never got any dark.
Nope, no dark matter.
Well, that's what you needed.
Right, I know that now.
Yeah, you know it now, yeah. Now
Know
that you're
now.
too old to
Oh, don't
compete.
worry, I got kids about to come up to scouts, and we'll be doing some polymer and some other stuff up in those derby cars. And I'm like, I got the world's fastest. I'll be like, you sure do.
Yep.
This podcast will self-destruct now.
Right. Well, anyway, okay, so back to this Bezos guy. Like, and of course, like I said, this is as of June 10th that he's planning this 11-minute launch up there. And I think I read somewhere that it was going to cost him $108 million to do this. And
That's chump change.
yeah, I'm thinking, maybe if we all just pooled our CARES money together, the chairman could go up there and he could be like the first chairman in space.
You know
You know
what
what I mean?
technically would
I mean,
happen? We would be told afterwards, hey, y'all flew me into space.
you don't think he'd be the first one up there?
Oh,
No,
I think it would, but I think it would be like, hey, I went to space last year. That's where it all went to. So
Oh
it was a great
yeah.
experience. We put
Yeah.
another bank up. We put a bank drive-through up there.
The bank fees, and rental cars in space, I hear, are ludicrous. Like if you don't take like $50 million with you when you go, you won't be able to bring anything back.
Right.
They're charging up there for those rocks.
I'm just kidding.
So
We got a good pair,
yeah,
man.
I agree. Yeah. So yeah, and but anyway, so the last I saw online was that this Bezos was that they had taken a poll of whether or not to allow him back into our airspace, and they had gotten at least 10,000 signatures on it.
You know what those are for, don't you? Pissed off Prime members.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, you think
You know, like they're like, hey, I did not get my refund whenever I talked to that robot on your chat. Signed
so?
up. Or I didn't get my delivery
Yeah.
next day. I got it 5 days later, you know.
Right, you didn't get any free
Oh,
test
speaking of,
equipment or.
hey, you see that article? I'll find it and I'll put that in the show notes definitely. There's this It happened in the city. I want to say Enid or something. This lady, she got like some kind of Prime package or something, right? And when she's checking her doorbell, I think she had a Ring app or something, the camera. She's like, see, up there, and she had a woman delivery driver, and the woman dropped the package off on the porch. It happened last month. Dropped the package off on the porch, went down the steps, and squatted in her bushes. Took a pee right there in her bushes. A woman peeing in her butt.
Okay.
Yeah, then she just like, it's like she hiked back up her pants and just got in her delivery truck and drove off.
And this was in town somewhere?
Yeah, this was like city limits.
What and it was in Enid, you said, in
I think it
Enid.
was Enid, yeah. I'll find that
You
article.
I think it's kind of funny, but
Right, I mean, and would it be different if it was a guy? Because a guy could probably more or less angle himself, you know? I know when you got to go, but a woman, she can't angle herself. Right?
yeah, I mean that's true, and so like it's almost like you gotta when
I guess
nature's
deeper
called,
with.
you got to adhere to the call, but you don't really like as a homeowner, it's not your requirement to provide a nice shaded spot for people to squat.
Hey, Sam, have you ever seen Step Brothers?
I have.
Okay, you know where the woman's in the urinal peeing?
Yes, I do.
Maybe she did that move on the bush. I don't know.
Right. You never know. I mean, women are talented. They know what they're doing.
They are.
But I just worry about the pants, the pants.
Oh, yeah, that's a good call.
Yeah, that's the thing. Anyway, I don't know. I wish them well. As long as it doesn't become a regular thing, everybody can't do that.
And she was from Texas, so the delivery driver.
Texas. Okay. Well, I don't know. That kind of may add something to it, because then is it a rivalry thing?
Yeah.
So I guess that's a shout out to all the women package delivery drivers in Oklahoma delivering to Texas. She's been called out.
Yeah, I guess called out.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know. Maybe
so
that's something.
I don't. So they've came out this new quarter, Sam, or they're coming out, and this woman will not be on it for that talent, though. But they are. putting a Maya Angelou and a woman man killer on some quarters coming out, right?
Yeah, that's a good save, Josh. Good save.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.
The quarters are going to go from 2022 to 2025.
Okay. They were releasing like 4 or 5 quarters a year, I think.
Yep.
So are they gonna release for like 4 or 5 years of these quarters, or will they be worked in like?
I think it'll be every quarters from my understanding, and they're gonna have Maya Angelou, who you know is the celebrated poet, woman man killer. She's the Cherokee Nation's first female chief.
Okay.
They're gonna have Tara Warren. She was a leader in New Mexico's suffrage movement, and she's also the first superintendent of the Santa Fe public schools down there. Okay, here you go, Sally Ride. She was the first U.S. woman in space, so maybe Bezos is with her. Who knows?
Maybe so.
We got Anna Wong. She's the first Chinese-American Hollywood film star.
Okay.
And, I think one of the biggest deals, though, is Mankiller being on there, because she's also just being the Native American, you know, chief. So it's kind of a big deal.
There has been some push to put Wilma Mankiller on some currency before.
Oh, she definitely could. You know, I'd rather her be on the $20 bill than Jackson. Definitely. So. You there? I think I lost you now.
Sorry, okay. I had to reject a phone call there.
Okay. Oh, okay. I was like, oh.
Okay. I was like, oh.
But, these quarters will be coming out in 2022, so they'll be worth 25 cents, I suppose.
No, they'll probably be. Well, I'm getting some major.
Oh, you're guessing a major increase in quarter.
You hear me?
Worth? I do not.
Okay, I'm getting feedback.
You're getting feedback?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm repeating myself.
Okay, that's impossible to record and listen to, man. I'm not hearing it, but I know how bad it's irritating you.
Okay.
Hey.
Let's go ahead and wrap it up.
Okay.
And I'll let you go ahead.
Okay. Well, everybody, we appreciate you listening today. That's our show for today, and we appreciate that's tuned into the podcast. And again, that's the Homino Nikon. And on behalf of Joshua Faulkner, I'm Sam Navarre, and we hope to see you again. Bon appétit.
Can you hear me? Hey, Sam. Can you hear me? Heard you, but you can't.
We'd like to start reading some questions from our viewers. So if you guys will send us an email at ahomanonikon@gmail.com, we'll read those online, and maybe you get your email name or whatever screen name you want us to read. We'll read that, and we'll read your question or statement, and have a little bit to discuss about it. If you guys would like to, and again, I'll spell that out. It's ahomonikan@gmail.com. And yeah, so write your letters to Josh and I, and we'll get back to you. Thank you, and have a great day.
Also, this from Yahoo News. It says, Abbott also vetoed a bill Friday that would have banned tethering dogs outside with heavy chains, earning him the ire of dog owners and the hashtag #AbbottHatesDogs, the Houston Chronicle reported Monday. The bill, which would have expanded and clarified the state's animal cruelty laws, had the support of animal control officers, law enforcement agencies and organizations, county prosecutors, and advocates for animals, and it passed 28-3 in the Senate and 83-32 in the House. Okay, this story comes from Yahoo News by the writer Carl Sampson, Monday, June 21st, 2021, titled Buddhist Temple Sues California City for Discrimination Over Armed Raids. And the story goes, a Buddhist temple in Fremont, California is suing the city for racial discrimination, denial of religious freedom, and invasion of privacy over armed raids into the site that allegedly reached the owner's home and did not spare her makeup kit. How the dispute started, Fremont city officials say the Temple of 1001 Buddhas on Mill Creek Road has several structures that do not meet building codes and were built without proper permits. Fremont started investigating the temple in 2017 following a complaint of unpermitted construction, according to the city spokesperson Geneva Bosks. After several meetings, the two visits from armed police, which included some riot gear and a canine unit, the city ordered the temple to demolish three buildings, the San Francisco Chronicle reported. Aside from allegedly erecting buildings without inspections, the temple is accused of having an unpermitted treehouse and improper water storage. The city says the temple also sits on steep land in a highly dangerous fire zone and that the area is prone to landslides from earthquakes. In a statement, Bosks said that the city is disheartened over the suit, adding, "We are a community that celebrates our diversity, and we are proud to have one of the largest Asian populations in the Bay Area." What the temple is saying, temple founder Mao Lan Lee said the city violated constitutional rights in a civil lawsuit filed in an Oakland federal court last week. Instead of building codes and permits, the suit centers on violations against Lee and her partner's civil rights. Quote, "I'm sure they picked me because I am Asian and I am a religious woman and my gender," that she Lee told KTVU, adding that she just wants to have peace. The city is accused of discrimination based on religion, race, or national origin, retaliation, unreasonable search or seizure, invasion of privacy, arbitrary discrimination, violation of religious land use laws, and under California's constitution, denial of religious free exercise. Lee's attorney, Angela Eliotto, confirmed that her client constructed or remodeled some structures without first receiving the required permits. However, she pointed out that Lee had paid the filing fees and was given the runaround for years, according to ABC 7 News. Eliotto also questioned the city's installation of cameras outside the temple. "They don't want a Buddhist temple, they don't want a group of Buddhist people, they don't want Asians. This had nothing to do with permits, it had everything to do with trying to scare them," she told the Chronicle. An administrative hearing separate from the lawsuit is scheduled next month, KTVU noted. And again, that's a story from Yahoo News by the writer Carl Sampson, titled Buddhist Temple Sues California City for Discrimination Over Armed Raids. This story published by Angie Ray on gotgravy.com. Milk Drop Crown. Harold Edgerton was determined to make history, and he certainly did. In 1957, he designed a revolutionary camera that captured the exact moment a drop of milk made contact on a rigid surface, resulting in a coronet of milk. Harold was able to photograph a millisecond moment that was impossible to perceive unless captured by using high-tech equipment. We can say that stop-motion photography traces back to the 1950s. In fact, Harold's first shots were in black and white.